Parashat Vayetze. So we're going to learn a piece in the sefer called Or Gedaliahu in Parashat Vayetze, written by Rav Gedaliah Shor. And it's on page Nun Aleph in the sefer Or Gedaliahu, piece Dalid. So the piece is going to talk about, Bezat Hashem, it's going to talk about Yaakov Avinu and his dream. Yaakov Avinu, as we know, he was running away from Esav. And on his way there, he fell asleep. He didn't just go to sleep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it dark, made it nighttime, changed how nature works in order for Yaakov to go to sleep. Why did he need Yaakov to go to sleep? So that Yaakov could experience his dream. That's exactly why. Okay, Yaakov, not knowing that, just felt tired and went to sleep. But the amazing thing is that he brings down, we're going to start the piece now. He says, right, and when he woke up, it says, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnato. Yaakov woke up from his dream. And in his dream, we know that he had a revelation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, revelation from God, right? And he felt that God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was there with him. So Yaakov said, right, Achen Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, right? Wow, apparently Hashem's presence is right here. V'anuchi lo yadati, and I didn't even know. So Chazal tell us, what was Yaakov really trying to say? V'amru Chazal say, Ilu yadati lo yashanti. Yaakov said, had I known, I apologize, Mechila, had I known that you're here, I would not have gone to sleep. It's such a disrespectful thing to do. Now, the question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to go to sleep. Why did he want him to go to sleep? So that he could experience this dream. In this dream, all the Sfarim say there were tremendous revelations. There were revelations of the Dalet Galuyot, Malachim going up and down, the revelations of the Geula, so many revelations of Latid Lavo that Yaakov experienced. Obviously, it was meant to be. So why is Yaakov saying this? Had I known, I wouldn't have gone to sleep. It was clearly what Hashem wanted. So he continues, even though Yaakov Avinu experienced such great and elevated and lofty experiences in his dream, and he saw in his dream, he saw this ladder. It was grounded, and its top reached Shamayim. Ad v'hineh Hashem nitzav alav, until the point that he felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu nitzav alav, standing next to him. Still, afal piken amar Yaakov vinu, Yaakov said, ilu yadati lo yashanti. But had I known, given all of that happened, all the benefits, all the amazing revelations that I had, the visions, the prophecies, even so, ilu yadati lo yashanti. Why? This is all rooted in Yaakov Avinu's midah v'emet. Because the midah v'emet is truth, is sincerity, undiluted truth. And if the truth tells you it's not appropriate to go to sleep here because there's a presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though there will be tremendous benefits, Yaakov, if you go to sleep, if you do it, okay, it might be the wrong thing, might be inappropriate, but if you do it, there will be tremendous benefits. Yaakov says, no way. Mikol makom, hu tzarich lasod et shelo. Yaakov Avinu needs to do his thing. Ilu yadati lo yashanti. Unbelievable. There's tremendous chizuk that sometimes in life we have a temptation to do something that is not completely correct, not completely right, whatever it may be. What's the temptation? It's going to give you a shortcut to reach your destination. It's going to allow you to jump some hoops just to get the results much quicker, much more efficiently, with much less effort. And you'll be saving yourself so much time, sometimes saving yourself so much money. But what's the process of getting there? Is it an appropriate process or not? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says something unbelievable. I did not see this inside, I have to admit. Rav Moshe Feinstein says something amazing. Then last week's parasha, when Yaakov Avinu stole the brachot from Esav, so in a few places, in a few Rashis, Rashi points out that Yitzchak knew that something was up. Okay? He knew something was up. First of all, Yaakovinu said, when he brought the food, he said, here, daddy, please take your food. Right? So Yitzchak said, whoa, that's not how my Esav speaks. We know Yitzchak was blind and he couldn't see. He said, that's not how my Esav speaks. Esav would have said, get up, dad. Right? And then, Akol kol Yaakov. Yaakov spoke in such a gentle and polite way. So then the question on that story is, Baruch Hashem, it turned out to be okay. Thank God Yitzchak still went and gave him the brachot, even though he wasn't sure, right, according to the Pashut Pshat. But the question on Yaakov is, Yaakov, just let it go. We know that you're polite, we know that you're gentle, we know that you speak in a very, appropriate way, but just for this time, for the greater good, you're going to get, a tremendous bracha from Yitzchak. Try to change the way you speak one time. Says Moshe Feinstein, he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. He couldn't speak in an unrefined way. That's the midah ve'emet. No matter what the result is supposed to be, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to act? He wants me to act in a refined way. He wants me to speak in a refined way. I'm not going to change that, no matter what. That's what we see from Yaakov Avinu. That's Midah Vemet. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, he continues on the next column. He connects it to a story. V'yesh la'atim zeim sipur me'er HaKadosh of Shmelcha. Shmelcha Nicholsburg. Zecho Tzadik Livracha. She yadua, so Shmelcha was known about him. Shemeolam lo yashan arbe. He never slept. Never slept. Ukmo she'amra imo al shnei banei. Just like his mother used to say about her two sons. She'esh la shnei banim, she has two sons. She'echad enu notel ta yadayim baboker. One of them never does nitlat yadayim. And she wasn't trying to say that he's a big rasha and he never washes nitlat yadayim. She's trying to say that he never slept and never needed to do nitlat yadayim. And the other one, ve'echad enu mevarach birkat hamazon. He never says birkat hamazon. Not to say that he always eats without benching, but to say that he never eats. Sadikim of sons that she had. So this Rav Shmelko, who never slept, Pam Echad Yishpia Alav, Rav HaKadosh of Elimelech Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Rebbe Rav Meilech once influenced him and pushed him, persuaded him, She'ishat, She'elech Lishat, go to sleep, it'll be better for you, do it. Ulmachwat Ayah Shliach Tzibur, the next day, he was appointed the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, in the Minyan, V'itpalel b'itla'avut kazeh ad she'kol ha'olam she'itpalu ito b'sha'a she'igia le'az yashir higbiu b'gdehem. He said he davened with such hitlavut, with such fire, such enthusiasm and passion that he's never davened before, to the point that when he got to Az Yashir, and there's a few words in Yiddish here, I don't know how to read them correctly, but Baruch Hashem, he gives us the translation. And when we got to Az Yashir, all the people that were davening with him felt as if they were crossing the Yam Suf. They started picking up their clothing that it shouldn't get wet as they're crossing the ocean. That's how strong and powerful the tefillah was. Again, the morning after he finally went to sleep. Ve'afal pichen, so you would think that he would learn his lesson, Rav Shmelke. Look at the results. Look what happens when you get a good night of sleep. Isn't it a good thing? No. Ve'afal pichen amar, Rav HaKadosh Rav Shmelke, ki od hapam eni oseh kazot. I'm not doing this ever again. Lelech lishon. I'm not doing it. Even though he reached such tremendous levels of davening as a result of him sleeping much more, the results don't matter. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me right now? Right now. And according to his cheshbonot, obviously I don't recommend this of anyone. We should all get a good night's sleep so that our tefillah should be very, very powerful and impactful. But on his level, he understood that Ratzon Hashem for him was that he should be mema'et, he should minimize the amount that he sleeps every night to learn much more. And he said, that's not negotiable. I don't care what the results are. Sometimes, the biggest push, I'm not Baruch Hashem, I'm not a gambler, but the biggest push to go gambling, right? You have a guy who goes there and he's in major debt. Okay? Every time he goes, he ends up losing money. So why does he keep on going? I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. Why does he keep on going? So he keeps on going because that one time that he actually made money reinforces him going another 100 times. Because those 100 times, he's going to think to himself, hey, maybe I'm going to get, you know, the positive result that I got, you know, 3 years ago. Maybe it's going to happen again. Maybe it's going to happen again. And he says that to himself every time. But if you would ask him, the action of gambling, no, who cares what the result is going to be? Action, is it a good action? It's not a good action. Yeah, but maybe I'll make some money and then I'll give money to tzedakah and it's going to be good. No, it's not a good action. Who cares what the results are? It's asur. It's asur to do. Yaakov Avinu said to himself, I don't care that I experienced all these prophecies. What was my responsibility? My achrayut. My achrayut was, had I known that there's a strong presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu right here, out of fear, out of appropriateness, I would not have gone to sleep. That's a midah b'emet. It's a tremendous chizuk for us to stop thinking about the results and think more about the process. Is the process something that is approved? Process something that is Ratzon Hashem? You do it no matter what the results are. No matter what the results will be. And believe with Emunah Shlema that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you results. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you exactly what you need to survive. You're not going to go to sleep hungry. Promise. You're not going to starve. You're going to have what to eat. You'll have what to support your family. Do the right thing. That's the most important thing. So, I give us all a bracha. B'zrat Hashem, we should not have the nisayon to be tempted to do the wrong thing because of the amazing and attractive results that may come, and to tap into the midah v'emet of Yaakov Avinu, and to always do the right thing, to always do what Hashem wants of us. All right? Shabbat Shalom Vavach.